欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
English for Cabin Crew by Terence Geraghty. Published by Summertown Publishing. Copyright Heinle ELT. A part of Cengage Learning. 2011. 1.1.
Hi.Are you on the flight to Boston at 10:20?
Yes, I am. Are you on the same flight?
Yeah. My name's Paola, by the way.
Hi, Paola. I'm Tom. It's nice to meet you.
Hello, Paola. I'm Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. It's nice to meet you.
Sorry, what's your name?
My name's Tomasz, but I prefer to be called Tom. Anyway, pleased to meet you, Jenny.
I'm sure I've flown with you before, Paola.But I can't remember what trip we did together.
Yes, I feel I know you too.
We'd better go now. The shuttle is waiting and our briefing starts in 10 minutes. Good morning, Catherine. How are you today?
Fine, thanks, Tom. How about you? Have you had some good trips recently?
Yes, I had a great roster last month, and I've just got back from a 4-day Hong Kong trip. The flight was really busy, but I had a fantastic team. Are you looking forward to going to Boston?
Definitely. The shops are fantastic there. Mind you, I was in a bit of a panic last night. I couldn't find my passport. It took me ages to find it. I thought I was going to have to come off this flight.
I'm glad you found it.I was looking forward to working with you again, as it's my first trip to Boston. By the way, this is Paola.
Oh, we've met before. Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Very well, thanks. It's nice to see you again.
This is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi there, Catherine. Paola, I've just remembered which trip we did together. It was to Madrid back in June.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget?It was a really turbulent flight, wasn't it? Didn't you drop a full drinks tray on that very smartly dressed businessman and he went a bit crazy?
Well, yes, you have a good memory. Anyway, how are you?
Not too bad now. I've been off sick for a week, so it's great to be back flying. In fact, I think you and Tom are part of my team today.
1.3.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to DZ107 flight to Boston. For those who haven't flown with me before, my name's Ted. I'm your purser in charge of today's flight. I'd also like to introduce you to your cabin supervisors. Catherine Larson is going to be in charge of business today, and Leila Ahmed is in charge of economy.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.It's nice to see some new and familiar faces.
Can I just check that everyone has got their working positions and door responsibilities?
Yes.
And I see we have a new long-haul crew member joining us today, Jutta Weber. Welcome to long-haul, Jutta. You'll be working with Leila and Hemel. So if you're unsure of any of your responsibilities, I'm sure they'll be glad to help you out.
Thanks. I'm really excited about my first long-haul flight.
Hi, Jutta.I'm Leila, the FA7 galley leader. I'll be sitting at door 4 left, working with you and Hemel. When we get on board, if you need any help with your pre-takeoff duties or stowage areas, just let us know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, before I give you any flight details...
1.4
My name's Paola. Pleased to meet you.
Hi there, I'm Tom.
Sorry, what's your name?
Excuse me, could you tell me your name, please?
This is my colleague, Catherine.
This is Hemel.
Hello again. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
How's it going?
Very well, thanks.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kurt Ostermeier, and I'm your captain today. This is my first officer, Rick Schulz. You'll be pleased to hear that we've got a really quick flight time today of 9 hours, 20 minutes, and apparently the weather in Boston is good but cold. Rick, you wanted a word about the weather during the flight.
Yes, thanks. I just wanted to warn the crew of some moderate turbulence during flight. This is due to strong winds and storms over the Atlantic. We anticipate this turbulence about 3.5 hours into the flight. Oh, right. The main cabin service should be over by then. Good. We'll try to give you as much warning as possible, and it may be necessary for the crew to be seated and strapped in during the worst of it. Thanks, Rick. We'll try to get the drinks and meals service finished early, then.
Excuse me, can I clarify something?
Sure.
Can we delay the main meal service until the turbulence is over?
No, sorry. We'll have to follow normal procedure. You can never schedule the weather.
Ted, can you confirm that your crew is familiar with the cockpit procedures?
Yes, Captain. All crew members are familiar with the rules and procedures regarding the cockpit.
Great. Okay, then, let's go and have a good flight.
1.6.
Can I just check what the flight time is?
Can you confirm that your crew is familiar with the cockpit procedures?
Can I clarify something? Can I clarify the time of the meal service?
One.
What do you remember about your first pre-flight briefing?
My first flight was a mixture of emotions. I was partly terrified and very excited. I was terrified because the training we'd been given over the 6 weeks was quite intense, and I knew that arriving at the briefing room, I would be asked a series of questions, and I had to get those answers right to show that my training proficiency was up to standard. So that was very nerve-wracking. But I was also really, really excited. I was, you know, part of this team that was going to be taking a flight with, you know, 100 or so passengers from one country to another, and that was just unbelievable.
2.
Were these briefings always the same?
The actual content of the briefing was always the same. However, depending on the human factor with different people you're working with, some people, those in charge, would help create a friendlier environment so you could relax a little more, and others would put the fear of God into you because, you know, of their sternness, their facial expressions, etc. So it was always very tense going into those pre-briefings, and you never quite knew what the atmosphere would be, but on the whole it was the same in content.
3.
What was the common theme?
Having worked for a number of different airlines, both charter work and scheduled international and short haul, there was a common theme with the pre-briefings throughout the industry, and that was primarily safety and, of course, passenger information. Those briefings were used as an opportunity to inform and advise the crew of what type of passengers they were having on board, the service that day, but predominantly it was safety related. One of the things I really enjoyed about the pre-flight briefings was the opportunity to meet the crew that you'd be working with that day or that week, and getting to know about the flight and, you know, the particular idiosyncrasies that would occur. For example, on some flights we may have VIPs, and that was always exciting to know that you're carrying someone, you know, of a celebrity status. Or it may be that you're carrying, you know, a passenger who has, you know, got to travel through sad reasons. Perhaps her daughter living out in New Zealand has just had a serious accident and she's travelling to New Zealand to visit her sick daughter. And all of those opportunities to find out about the flight, some were more poignant than others, but it was always very interesting and exciting. Really, really nice opportunity to get to know about the day ahead.